Chapter 7. Twister. The black clouds had taken on an odd greenish color. They all seemed to be going in different directions.
"Do you think it's a grasshopper attack?" Annie asked nervously.
"No, I think it's some more weird weather, like that hailstorm," said Jack. "Let's go before it gets worse." As they started back to the treehouse, the wind picked up. Jack and Annie looked over their shoulders. The greenish clouds had dipped down close to the prairie.
"I feel like something awful is about to happen," said Annie.
"Hurry," said Jack. "Run!" He and Annie started running through the grass. When they got to the ladder of the treehouse, they looked back. In the distance, twisting black clouds had dropped out of the storm clouds. They swirled into a funnel shape. The dark funnel started twisting across the prairie. Jack's heart nearly jumped out of his chest.
"It's a twister," he said.
"Oh, no," cried Annie.
The twister was whirling and tearing across the grass.
"Let's get out of here," said Jack. He grabbed the rope ladder and started up.
"Wait," said Annie. "We have to help Miss Neely and the other kids."
"They have a storm cellar," Jack said. "That's what our book said."
"Yeah, but it's only their first day in the dugout. They might not know about it," said Annie. "There was a rug on the floor."
Annie is right, Jack thought. He looked up at the treehouse. All they had to do was climb up and leave, and they'd be safe. But what about Miss Neely? What about Will and Kate and Jeb?
"Okay," said Jack. He jumped down from the ladder. "Let's go back."
He and Annie started running back toward the schoolhouse. They ran as fast as they could across the prairie. The roaring sound of the twister followed them. Suddenly, the wind threw them to the ground. Jack clutched the tall grass, trying to stand. When he got up, he grabbed Annie's hand. He pulled her up, too. With all his might, Jack held on to Annie and pulled her along. The roaring twister came closer and closer. The wind ripped up grass and earth around them. The roar grew deafening. Jack and Annie could barely stay on their feet. Finally, they reached the dugout. They tried to open the door, but it wouldn't budge. They banged on the door with their fists.
"Let us in," Annie shouted.
No one opened the door.
"They can't hear us," yelled Jack.
But the sound of the twister drowned out his voice.